Good morning. Today is April 16th. We are learning Simen Tov Nun Ches this morning. That's Simen 448. The mitzvah lalu shamatzah b'erev Pesach. The mitzvah to knead the matzah in erev Pesach. So before we see 458, that's the Tov Nun Ches is 458. So just a little word of introduction that we're going to read the words of the Mechaber that will tell us that a person should ideally bake the matzahs at what point in time? He should do this after Chatzos, after midday on Erev Pesach. Now, then we're going to see in the Mishnah Brura that he will tell us that nowadays it's best not to do that. And we'll see basically because there's a concern that maybe if we hold that Chametz is also mashu, according to some Rishonim, with the smallest amount, even before Pesach, after Chatzos, so then there could be some problems that can arise in baking the matzah. A tiny little drop of perhaps maybe some Chametz grain might have got mixed up there, and the whole thing would be forbidden. So we're going to see the words in the Mechaber will tell us to bake the matzah after Chatzos, afternoon, on Erev Pesach on Yudal Nisan. And then we'll see that, practically speaking, we should not do that today. Now, I saw in the Aruch HaShulchan said, gave an explanation to the Mechaber, the case of the Mechaber, when they would bake it Erev Pesach. And he said as follows, they used to make thicker matzahs, and they used to make those thicker matzahs fresh, even to bake it on Pesach, like we discussed yesterday. Now, when you would have the thick matzah baked fresh on that day, it would taste very good. If it wasn't fresh, it'd become hard and it was difficult to eat it. So that's just a little of an understanding also in regards to baking it as well after Chatzos. Okay. Says the Mechaber. Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, Noyagim Shaloy Lalush Matzah Mitzvah Bere Pesach Ad Achar Sheishois. The custom is to knead the matzah, to wait to knead it until after the sixth hour on Erev Pesach. Shehuzman HaKrovas Korim Pesach. That is the time when they were bringing the Korim Pesach. What happens if Erev Pesach turns out to be falls out on Shabbos, so we can't knead and bake on Shabbos? Therefore, Loshin be'erev Shabbos, Achar Sheishois, we would knead the matzah, make the matzahs on the 13th of Nisan after the sixth hour of the day. Says the Mishnah Brura now in Sif Katan Aleph. Noyagin, now the Mishnah Brura is going to explain what the reason for this minhag is, to bake the matzahs after the sixth hour on Erev Pesach. Mashma deina ela minhag. It appears that it's only a minhag. It's interesting because in the words of the title of discussion we're learning today, it says mitzvah lalush. It's a mitzvah. And then it tells us only it's a minhag. So, v'haminhag nismach mishum de'iskish achilas matzah l'korom Pesach. This minhag comes from the fact that there is a connection, a hekish, between eating the matzo and the Korban Pesach. The Ksiv is Zavachto Pesach LaShem Lekecha. The pasuk says, "Zavachto Pesach LaShem Lekecha." You should bring the Korban Pesach to Hashem, your God. And then it says further, "Shivas Yomim Toichal Olav Matzos." For 7 days, you shall eat matzos. So we see that there's a connection between the Korban Pesach and the matzah. V'amrinon kimoi sheshchitas haPesach hayachar sheish, just like the Korban Pesach was brought after the sixth hour of the day. Kein asiyas matzos shel mitzvah achar sheish shoy. So too, the matzah that is going to be used for the mitzvah of the sedarim of the Lel Seder is also to be baked after the sixth hour of the day. However, from the letter of the law, the poskim tell us one does not have to be concerned with this. Because the main point of this hekish, the connection between the Korban Pesach and the matzah, is in regards to eating the matzah the first night of Pesach. Shehei zohir lechol koidim chatzos, that one should be careful to eat the matzah, the afikoman, before chatzos, right, at night, as we all know. We always have to know, what time is chatzos? When is we eat the afikoman by? 101, 109. K'maya Pesach shunechol ha-chatzos, just like the Karm Pesach, which was eaten until chatzos. So that's the main point of the connection between the matzah and the Karm Pesach. Not necessarily when it was shechted, or then when we should start baking the matzahs. Okimavor l'kamam esim in tafayin zayin. Avaloy l'in asiyas ha-matzah, but not in regards to making of the matzah. V'alkein, therefore, b'di'evet, im ofa ha-matzah koyd m'sheish, if a person would bake the matzah before the sixth hour of the day, v'afilo chodesh o'shnei chadoshim koyd m'pesach, or even a month or two before Pesach, v'ason l'shei matzah kosher, and one did it for the purpose of the matzah, of the mitzvah, of Seder night, it's still kosher. Oh, how about let me ask a question. Oh, very good. You have Ruach HaKodesh? I was about to ask that question. Okay, so the Marsham, the Chuz Marsham, Chelek Vav Simul Chavtes, asked this question, and he says, what about matzah from a previous year? Let's say you have leftover matzah. You notice as you're putting away your Pesach food from a few weeks ago, you realize you have a leftover box of matzah. And you spend $25 on it, and you want to keep it for next year. So the Marsham says it's totally fine. Totally fine. It does not become chametz dik because it waited from 1 year to the next year. However, he does suggest to make sure you check, make sure there are no worms or any bugs that might have before. Just a practical etzah before a person comes to eat it. Make sure nothing happened to it over the course of the year. Okay. Matzah mitzvah, sivkot and beis in the Mishnah Brura, three lines from the bottom. Hainosh had tzorich loy letzaysi dey chayvosoy b'shnei leilos arishoynim avoshar ma hamatzis einoigin lezarbezeh. The whole discussion of the Mechaber is talking about the matzah for the mitzvah of the Sdorim, specifically to bake them after the Chatzos, after the midday of Yudalit, but not the matzah for the rest of Pesach. Sivkot and gimel, that the meaning was to bake it after Chatzos, v'ayin lekamom nesim tov samich, sif gimel, v'ashet tzorich lizor halosh bizman Isser Chomis, of the different points a person has to be careful about if he needs the dough at the time of Isser Chomis. Okay, Mr. Shem, we'll get to Simon Tov Samech shortly, and we'll see that together. Now, the Mishnah Berurah takes a different direction. V'hinei Roiv Yisrael ei noigin lizar afilo matzas mitzvah lolish v'erav Pesach kim ezeh mehem. The Mishnah Berurah tells us that most of Klai Yisrael are not careful specifically to fulfill this mitzvah, the mechaber, the halacha, to bake the matzah after chatzos and erev Pesach. V'chipasti b'achreinim matzosi b'big deyesha tam lahalitz ba'ad aminuk. He says, I looked into the big deyesha. The big deyesha is the Shlach Kodesh. The Shlach Kodesh has a parish on the Mordechai. The Mordechai is one of the Rishonim. He's a contemporary of the Rosh. He was also a Talmud of the Maram Rutenberg. He was also, the Mordechai was killed al Kiddush Hashem. And in the Mordechai, you have the Big Deyesha, the Shlach Kodesh, who writes his parish on the Mordechai. He writes, "Mivnei sheyesh kama deyos, there are many opinions, she'afilu b'erev Pesach b'mashehu, that on Erev Pesach, after Chatzos, as we learned earlier, that according to some opinions, chametz is also b'mashehu, that the smallest crumb of chametz is not going to be batel b'shishim. And therefore, it would be make sense not to bake the matzahs on Erev Pesach after Chatzos. Why should a person be dealing with the concern, the chashash, maybe there was a little tiny crumb that got mixed up into the batch of dough? Kashim avoy le'el and simon tafnun beis, as we learned earlier in tafnun beis, v'zeh kosher li'zar shelo yimotzu, af mashu chametz be'achitim shelo yu mitzumachim. It's difficult to find a situation that maybe even a little grain might not have sprouted, that is difficult. Therefore, we bake the matzahs before chatzos, and if there would be any concern of a tiny drop of maybe chametz, it would be batel b'shishim. V'mayim Mordechai matzosi shekasev zel shoynoi, the Maimon Mordechai writes as follows, one of the Achrayim, Ha'idno Mekilin Harbe Bedover B'mnei HaDoichik, we are not machmir to bake it after the sixth hour. Zulus Ksash in Azarim Bezel, Lolush Lefois, Achar Sheish Hamatzois, Sheyotzim Bem Shnei Alelos, V'chein Roy Lasois. Except for some who are machmir, who are careful to bake specifically the matzos after the sixth hour of the day, those matzos which are used for the Seder night. So what we want to come out with over here is explanations to why we don't do this today. We're not careful to make the matzah specifically for the starim after the sixth hour, because it's better not to fall into the whole time frame of maybe chametz is osur mashu. Mashu means that smallest hole that you can barely see. I'm holding my finger here. That little amount that would fall into the dough would render the whole entire dough forbidden. And all of those matzahs that would be produced from that dough would be forbidden if it's after the sixth hour of the day, according to some opinions. Therefore, we want to bake the matzah specifically before the sixth hour of the day. Now, as we gave you the explanation and introduction to the whole simon here, why would people want to get into this whole, perhaps, difficult halachic dilemma in the first place of baking it after the sixth hour? And we said from the Aruch HaShulchan that they made thicker matzah, fresher, and it was fresh after the sixth hour. It was better. It was tastier. That's why they would do like that in the first place. By now, nowadays, it does not have such a role. Yes? Right. That's a good point. When it ends over there by the Sifkan Gimel, V'chein Roy Lasois, it's referring to as to why we usually do not make the matzah after the sixth hour. Yes, please. Sifkan Dalet in the Mishnah Brura. So we said after Shei Shois. Hinei Achok Yaakov Mitzadeh Kiabach Dacha Shei Shemechza Davka. Now, the Mechaber tells us after the sixth hours. However, the Chok Yaakov, who was one of the Achreinim on the Shulchan Aruch, and the Bach as well, they tell us that it should be done specifically after the 6.5 hours of the day. Amna b'Magen Avram b'Eli Rabba. However, the Magen Avram and Eli Rabba mitzadik ha-Shulchan Aruch d'achar sheish. They agree with the words of the Shulchan Aruch, the Paskins, to fulfill this minog of making the matzah after the sixth hour of the day, not after the 6.5 hour. V'chein pasuk be'beis meir, v'chein muchach be'yir agra. V'da, the mitzad ha-din mot lefois matzah be'pesach. Mitzad ha-din, one can actually bake matzah on Pesach itself. Ach, however, ha-medatikim, those who are precise and careful, Noegim lefois hakol koidim Pesach, are make sure that they bake the matzah everything before Pesach. Shimis arev mashu chametz besoicham yisbatel, because if the matzah, if the dough, something got mixed up with it, a little chametz beforehand, before Pesach, it's batel b'shishim. Mashein kein bePesach isuroi b'mashu. However, on Pesach we are more machmir, and the smallest amount of chametz will forbid, that we don't say batel b'shishim, will forbid the whole batch of dough. U'pashut, d'chshenefa koydem Pesach, it's obvious that when you bake it before Pesach, afilu hoya boi mashu chametz v'hakemach, kivar nis'arev v'nis'batel, even if you had a little kemach, a little flour, the smallest amount, it got mixed up in its batel. U'motar achagach levashel hamatzis v'pesach, Dein chimus achafio, and you can bake the matzos afterwards on Pesach, because we say there's no chimus after afio, it doesn't rise after it became dough. Now, we all know there's a minug that there are those who are machmir that they should not dip their matzah into any liquid. Those two shall not come in contact, no butter on the matzah. I know what you're all thinking, those who do this, boy, are they missing out. Oh, okay. Now, let's take a look over here. V'yesh anshei maise. Anshei maise. Shemachmirin al atzman, they're machmir themselves. V'ein shayrin, v'ein mevashlin matzis v'pesach. They don't soak, they don't dip, they don't cook matzah on Pesach. Why? Mechshash, there's a concern, Shema nishon ma'at kemach b'soich ha-matzois mibifnim. Perhaps they're worried, maybe a little kemach, a little flour, remained inside this matzah, shalei nilos yofe, that was not kneaded and baked well, va'adei ashriya yischametz, and through the soaking, they'll put into their hot soup, it will become chametz stick. Okay. Va'ay mishari tshuva, simen tof samich, dimitzad adin, ein lachush lazeh. Mikir adin, it's not a concern at all. Why? Da'achzuke yisura loy machzakinon. We don't say that something is usur unless we have reason to assume it's usur. We're not going to put an isur in there and say that there is flour unless we have reason to assume there is flour there. Of a prat, b'yameinu, furthermore, now this shinoigin lasos rikikin dakim. Now this, we make the matzahs thin matzahs. I want to tell you, my son actually brought home a father shematzah. Father shematzah, the one he brought home, he showed me, was like a lafa. I know what you're thinking now. You want the shawarma also. It had a little thickness to it. His school brought him up to one of us father shir rabbis, and they baked it before Pesach. Yeah.
There's one bakery in Brooklyn that makes it.
Ah, so they did. It's the Northeast. They did it over there. So it was very interesting. It had the texture of the matzah. But it was moister. It was bendable, and when we learned earlier in the halachas that you'd have to perhaps take off a little peeling worth of the matzah, that's what they're talking about. You can't peel off a part of our matzahs, the thick matzah. Anyway, back to what we're saying here. He says, "Mikomokoi mishin noig bechumrezu ein maznichin oisoi v'ain shom sherech bazeh." However, one who does appropriate himself and accustoms himself with such a minug, we don't say he's acting, accustoming himself with gaiva, arrogance. No, there's also room for that. In other words, there is a concept a person has to know. He can't just be machmir whenever he wants in halacha. There are times a person is machmir across the board. It could be usur. It could be it's called yuhara. It could be it's called showing off, gaiva. So here we're saying it's permissible. Furthermore, Kosva Paiskim Ha'ayfe Belel Yomtiv Matzis Mitzvah, one who bakes on Yomtiv of Pesach, the Matzah for the Sdarim, Lo Yefe Elamashit Sorech Loise Laili, should only bake that which he needs for that night. Velo Yal Lel Sheni, should not bake for the second night. Mio, however, him often be by Yom, if he bakes when it's still daytime, Belel Rishoin, Yochol Loimar, on the night time, you could say, Oichol Hayoim Pascham, today I'm eating hot matzah, that I'm baking hot matzah. V'yochol Lefois Acheirim Belel Rishon, you could bake other matzahs as well, extra ones we'll call it. V'oiso She'ofam Ibad Yoim Yatzniyem Lelel Sheini. Basically, he's allowed to make a lot, and even though he won't eat all of it at that time. V'kosu Acheirim De'lachatchila Ein Kedai Lefois B'yom Tov, as we learned earlier, ideally, it's best not to bake it on Yontif. Shelo yovei lidei kilkum afreshes challah b'yontif, as we learned in a previous simin, that one should not come to any mistakes of separating the challah. V'chein b'medidas kemach, and measuring the flour, over rechitzas kelim, and washing out the vessels, the bowls. And a very important point, shelo yishnu hatinoikis. You're baking the matzah the Seder night, by the time you finish, the children are sleeping. I want to tell you, this year, my children were running around looking, where did my father-in-law hide the matzah? Where did I hide the matzah? And it was really good. You keep them up like this, you know, until I finally gave them, Abba, come on, give me a hint, one hint. So one hint leads to another hint. I finally have to give in, you know. So it really worked. And if they bake their matzahs, which we, of course, do not do today, on the Seder night, they're going to come to eat the afikoyman after Chatzos. He says in Sifkot, hey, Loshin Bar of Shabbos, if Yud Dalid, the Erev Pesach, would fall out on Shabbos, they would bake it on Yud Gimel. Rotzulaymer, Deloika, Machmir, and Lefois, Bilal Yomtev, not to bake it on Yomtev, like we just explained. Sifkot Vav, Achashe Shois, Zeichel, Shar Shonim, they would also do it after the sixth hour, even though it's Yud Gimel, just like they would do Yud Dalid on other days. Of the years, it would also do after the sixth hour of the day on Yud Gimel. Okay, that was Simen Tov Nun Ches, where basically we are saying, Bezman Hazeh, there are many reasons why we should not bake the matzahs after the sixth hour. Let's continue right away to Simen Tov Nun Tes. Mokoim v'sei delishas ha-matzahs. The place where is it appropriate and not appropriate to bake the matzah, and the correct way of the order of lishas ha-matzahs, of kneading the matzah, baking the matzah. The Mechaber tells us in Sif Aleph, Ein loshin b'mokom ha-shemesh. We should not knead the dough when we're in front of the sun. And the whole concern is that we don't want the sun to heat it up and become chametz the quicker. Now we're going to say something very interesting, which might seem at first backwards. On a cloudy day, it's forbidden to bake, to knead the matzahs under, outside. Now, it's a cloudy day, so where's the sun? Says the Mechaber, comes from the Gemara, Mishum di yoima de'eva kula shimsha. On a cloudy day, kula shimsha. It's sunny everywhere. What does it mean, a cloudy day is sunny everywhere? Basically, the sun is behind the clouds. And the sun is heating up the whole place, the whole area where we are, outside. So even though we don't have the rays of the sun, but it's still hot, and that type of temperature is not good for making the matzah. Before we go further in the Ramah, let's just see the Mishnah Berurah, and we'll discuss it afterwards. I want to make sure we get before the Mishnah here. Sifkat and Aleph. Ein loshim makom hashemesh. We should not need in the place where the sun is. Why? Shehashemesh mechamim ha'isa v'karev lahachmitz. The sun heats up the dough, and it's possible it could come to become chametzik. V'das hachok Yaakov shekol she'enem iskarev lolish b'makom hashemesh mamish. The Chok Yaakov tells us if you're not kneading directly under the sunlight, then rak shehu karev el hashemesh ein lachosh. You're just close to the sun, it's not a problem. So if you're not in direct contact of the sunlight, then it's not a problem, according to the Chok Yaakov. Aval das kam achreinim lahachmir gam bezeh. Many achreinim are even machmir with this, even if you are not in direct contact of the sunlight. The ein mutter rak mokom atzel, it's only permissible, and keep this in mind, in the shade. That is only permissible in the shade. Now we're talking that you're baking the matzah outdoors. Hashemesh, sifkat and beis, and then we'll take your point. V'afil b'soich habayis. Now even if you're inside the house, kol shachaloyim pesuach kineged hashemesh osur. If the window is opened, and then the sun, the rays of the sun are coming into the house, it's still osur. V'heichi shachaloyim ein pesuach. Now, in the case where the window is not open, but the sun is shining through the glass of the window, the Chok Yaakov says, once again, you don't do machmir if the sun is shining through the window. However, they also disagree with the Chok Yaakov here, that the heat of the sun can also be powerful through the glass as well. Therefore, the minhag is to cover the windows, close the shades when you are making the matzahs. Sifkat gimel tachas kolavia ritzoloimar. Afilu, we said even when it's a cloudy day, we should not bake the matzahs underneath the sky. Afilu makim shilu ha'isa acham ba'ilam. Even in the situation, if you are outside, and if the sun would be there, you would be in the shade. So one would think, if the sun would literally be shining, I would be protected and I would be in the shade, so I should be okay to bake my matzahs here. Even in such a place, outside, it's still not good that you should not bake the matzahs there. Why? Mishum de yoyma. The Eva Kula Shimsha. So the Mishnah Berurah says, Sheteva Hachama Ozla Hagber Chuma B'chol Mokum. When it's a cloudy day, then the nature of the sun is to spread its heat everywhere. Umiyu Kozeh Bayoyim. This is only by day that the heat of the sun spreads itself everywhere when it is a cloudy day. Aval Bein Hashmoshes, when it's twilight, Ein Machlish Ozeh. One is not to be concerned, Sharei Kevar Shoko Hachama, because the sun has already set. Mr. Shem, tomorrow we will continue with the Ramah.